This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Jim Malcheski here at 11 o'clock. He is her opponent. He is the current legislator for District 10. James, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
Doing well, James. And I will start right where we started with your opponent, and that is the asylum seekers that have come to Erie County from New York City, 49 on two buses, I believe it was 2 weeks ago. Her opposition to that, she says the legislature is not doing enough to challenge the county executive on this. How do you respond?
I came out right out of the gate with a resolution against it, held a press conference down at County Hall on Sunday morning. I've been very vocal of advocate against it. I have no problem with immigration, but it needs to be done the right way. My grandparents came over, as immigrants. They had sponsors. There's a system and a process in place for a reason, to avoid everything that's happening right here. And then the other big part of the problem is the lack of transparency from both the governor and the county executive, and the fact that it's been over three, almost 4 weeks now since I came out with this, and haven't even been able to get it on the agenda with the Government Affairs Committee.
You know, that's the thing. The county executive has not given a lot of information to the public. What has he said to the legislature? Has he addressed this with the members of the legislature?
Absolutely not. They're saying this will be addressed in the Government Affairs Committee, and the reason it hasn't been addressed is there's nothing to talk about. I think there's plenty to talk about. When you have something of this magnitude infiltrating your community, you look back at the basic questions that you learned in elementary school: who, what, why, where, and when. I can't answer any of those. To this date, there has been some communication with legislator Frank Todaro, I think there's three busloads that have come in now, as the three busloads have come into his district. So as they come in, they've been communicating with him directly.
Now, looking at your time in the legislature, you started in January. Do you find communication between the executive and the legislature to be lacking?
Yeah. There's definitely a lack of transparency, a lack of communication. That's something I've strived and have really tried to do a good job on, getting both sides of the aisle to work together. When I came on January 5th, one of the first things that I had to tackle was Kathy Hochul's gas proposal. In doing that, I'm the one that put forth the resolution on that. As a contractor, I know how ridiculous that whole thing was. And the resolution I managed to put forward with an 11-0 vote. And, that was definitely encouraging, and, getting both sides of the aisle to work together. I was pretty happy with that.
You know, we heard a few months ago, this was a big story. We had Legislator Green on to talk about the bonds versus using money that the county already has. Were you happy with that compromise, or do you think that there could have been a better resolution?
With the bond resolution, I thought it was fantastic. I think looking back, this is the first time that that stance really has been taken, and it was shut down. And it was shut down, once again, because of the lack of communication, the lack of transparency. You know, and I was the one that came in, once again, as the contractor, as the new guy, and really started asking questions as to why this isn't completed yet. If this isn't completed, when is this stuff that's being proposed going to be completed? When we have a stadium, which is going to be built over here, knowing that there's not enough contractors for that. So, you know, I feel really good on the accomplishments that I've had in 6 months, and I know that I've made a positive effect for the taxpayers of Erie County.
Looking at that Bills Stadium, that was one of the big stories, obviously, right at the beginning of your time in the legislature. Are you happy with what the county got out of that deal?
I think it was a fair deal. You're never going to win. If you do win, something really went wrong with negotiations. A good negotiation is when both sides win. And when you look at the other stadium proposals that are coming forth right now across the country with baseball stadiums and football stadiums, I do think that Erie County definitely got a good deal out of that. And the best part about it is they're exiting the football business, which that is going to save taxpayers a lot of money, you know, in the long run.
You know, you talked about your short time in the legislature, about 6 months, running in a primary. How difficult does it make it, you know, having only 6 months and then being challenged on that 6 months going into a primary this Tuesday?
It definitely presents its challenges, but it wasn't unexpected. When I threw my hat in the ring back in November, there was five candidates for the position. Chairman Cracker put forth a great process. I was selected out of that process, and I knew that if I did get selected, that it wasn't going to be just a handoff and I was good, you know, for the next year, two, three, four. I knew I'd be basically sworn in and starting to campaign the next day. So it wasn't a surprise. You know, I think that I'm very passionate about public service. I'm very passionate about the work that I do. You know, I am a hardworking, diligent guy. So, you know, I look forward to the challenge.
Looking forward to Tuesday, I've got to ask you this. This was in the paper yesterday or today. Carl Paladino throwing a late endorsement behind your opponent. Do you have a response to that?
Yeah, that's political IOUs at its finest. I've spoken with Carl. As I mentioned, I'm a contractor. Carl's a contractor. Carl and I are, we have a good working relationship. Carl contributed to my campaign. This really is nothing more than Carl settling up some IOUs with Chairman Loriga.
You're on the ballot for the Republican and conservative primary, which I think a lot of people, you know, a lot of people who are members of third parties kind of figure there's nothing going on primary day for them. So you're kind of campaigning for two parties here going into the final stretch. That's got to be it's also got to present its challenges.
It definitely does. The conservative primary is the challenge. As you said, there's not typically any primary races over there. So people are not used to having to get out and vote on primary day, hence the reason every single day for the last month. And right now, currently, as we speak, I'm out knocking on doors to make sure that all the conservatives in my district know that they can get out today until 5 o'clock and then all day on Monday. Every vote's going to count in this race, and I look forward to gathering as many as I possibly can.
You know, your first 6 months in the legislature, is there anything that surprised you about how politics at the county level work?
My biggest surprise, I kind of came up with the phrase, common sense isn't commonplace in Albany. And that coming from town government, my 12 years experience as a councilman and deputy supervisor in Elma, you never really had to deal with anything on the state level. Coming in on the county level, the state level still makes a lot of the decisions, but you know, just seeing some of the actions and some of the proposals that are brought forth, they're just absolutely ridiculous. And on the county level, you need to make sure that you're a strong advocate, either for or against what you believe in. And I can definitely say to this date, I haven't backed down, and I've stood up proudly for what I believe is the right thing to do.
Well, Jim, before I let you go, it's you're a candidate going into primary, so I always give the opportunity here at the end of the interview. Anything that you wanted to mention that I might not have brought up, this is your opportunity to do so.
The biggest thing that I hear going door to door is, you know, the negative attacks that my opponent has put out there. I can tell you that through my experience, I never felt that was the right way to do politics. I think that you should stand on your accomplishments. And what you're seeing is my opponent having a lack of accomplishments. So the need to result to attack ads and stuff like that has come forth. And I hope that the residents of my district see through that and, you know, vote the right way for experience to lead this county forward.
Last question. I know I said that was the last question. This is the last question. We talked with Ken Crewley last segment about turnout. Have you found that a lot of people are surprised there's a primary coming up?
A lot of people are surprised that this is the only primary. I think that's a good way to put it. Obviously, the conservative voters, as I mentioned, are not used to, you know, having too many primaries. I think there's 9 towns in my district, and 7 of the 9 towns, this is the only race. So trying to, you know, entice people to get out on a beautiful Sunday afternoon like we have here, that has been challenging. But, you know, I think that the negative ads that were thrown out there really have, you know, turned people's stomachs to the point where they are going to get out and vote, and they're going to get out and vote for the right people.
Legislator James Malcheski, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me, and have yourself a fantastic day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.